From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. An investigation by Minnesota's U.S. Senator Tina Smith confirms Postal Service management failures in northern Minnesota. MNN's Tasha Radel with the story.
The November 2023 audit found 79,000 pieces of delayed mail over 3 days. Senator Tina Smith says there's more to come. She says the Inspector General's district-wide report will be released soon and a full picture should hold the Postal Service accountable. She says the report also clarifies that management failures, not the failures of postal workers, are responsible for the problems. Tasha Radel, MNN.
Yeah, that audit and report shows that nearly 79,000 mail pieces were delayed at the Bemidji facility during the investigation from December 12th through the 14th of last year. Last November, United States Postal Service rural carriers held a picket and symbolic strike outside of the Bemidji post office to raise awareness about their work environment and concerns about delivering mail to the community. Rural mail carriers said they were short-staffed and unable to perform their jobs. They said they were being forced to work 12-hour shifts while also delivering packages for Amazon. The report from the Inspector General shows that USPS headquarters management failed to adequately plan for, staff, resource, and even inform the facility about the sudden increase in package volume. The IG report also states that headquarters management did not have a program in place to provide Bemidji Post Office management with training on mail processing operations. A Thief River Falls man has pled guilty to third-degree controlled substance sales and is scheduled for sentencing next week. 24-year-old Noah Christopher Dibidol sold $100 worth of methamphetamine to a confidential informant in Thief River Falls. The sentencing hearing now has been scheduled for 1:30 p.m. on Monday, May 13th. The Democratic majority in the closing days of the legislative session is moving forward with their plans for roughly a $900 million bonding bill for state public works projects. But DFLers need some Republican votes to pass it, which Senate GOP Minority Leader Mark Johnson of East Grand Forks indicates would be possible if Democrats negotiate with them on other bills.
It does cast a little doubt on how we get a bonding bill done.
Emergency medical services are struggling in greater Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz and Democrats proposed $16 million as triage until the 2025 budget session. But Johnson says,
to put an actual dent in this, we need more than 16.
Johnson says EMS funding is a huge issue across Minnesota, and Republicans are very concerned about it. And the 2024 Minnesota Governor's Fishing Opener is this weekend. Dating all the way back to 1948, this treasured tradition kicks off the beginning of summer and celebrates the state's angling opportunities. Lauren Bennett McKinty, executive director of Explore Minnesota, says in recent years, the fishing opener has turned into a kickoff for tourism season as well. Every year, the opener is in a different part of the state. This year, it's at Lake Pepin in Lake City, Minnesota. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.